Chapter 17. Human Ladder.
Abby? Jonah says as we race into Tulip's room.
Yeah?
I say. Jonah frowns.
We have a little problem.
We don't have time for a problem, even a little one. What now?
See a ladder anywhere?
He asks. I look at the stack of mattresses. No ladders. That is a problem, not a little one, a 100-mattress-high one. Prince barks. How can we get to the portal home if we can't climb up? Well, Jonah can. Prince probably could, but not me. We rush back into the hallway. Lawrence and Belly are heading to my old office with a stack of folders. Her work as princess is starting right away. Good. Wendy and Tulip are following behind them with their own folders.
Belly!
I call out. The ladder is missing from Tulip's room. I know you're the princess now, but can you possibly find a ladder for us? Wendy frowns. The bug soldiers took all the ladders to use as extra security in the dungeon. It will take too long to get them now.
Just climb up the mattresses, Abby,
Jonah tells me.
You can do it. Follow me.
We go back in the room, and Belly, Lawrence, Wendy, and Tulip follow us. I watch my brother climb all the way up the mattresses to the very top, with Prince under one arm. Okay, my turn.
Go, Abby!
Belly, Tulip, and Wendy cheer in unison. I take a deep breath. I stare up at the top. I grip onto the second mattress and step onto the side of the first, then try to grab the third mattress's edge to pull myself up. I make it to mattress 8, then slide down and land on my butt. I glance at my watch. It's 6:58 a.m. at home. I have to do this. Fast. I stare up at Jonah way on top of the 100 mattresses.
Okay, there has to be another way for me to get up there, I say.
Of course there is, Wendy says. Teamwork. Come on, guys. Human ladder. They all crouch down, and the next thing I know, Tulip is on top of Belly, who's on top of Wendy.
Just climb up, and then Jonah can pull you the rest of the way, Wendy says.
Aw, I say as I climb. You guys are the best. I do as they say, and then Jonah helps me up to the very top mattress.
It worked! I call down. Thanks, ladies!
What are you doing on the mattress exactly? Belly asks.
It's our portal home, I explain. Long story, but we'll miss you.
Belly, Tulip, and Wendy wave goodbye.
Safe travels, Pea Princess,
Tulip calls. That is really a nickname I will not miss.
I think we have to jump, Jonah says as he starts to bounce on the mattress. Once, twice, three times.
The mattress turns purple and starts to swirl.
Here we go.
Bye, Bog, I call out as Jonah, Prince, and I get pulled right inside, like the mattress is made of quicksand. We land in the basement of our house at 6:59 a.m., with just 1 minute left to get upstairs, into our PJs, and act like we just woke up. I want to stop and talk to Mary Rose in the mirror, but there's no time now. Jonah and I tiptoe upstairs to our rooms. We cannot let our parents hear us. We'd have so much explaining to do, and how could we possibly explain? It's kind of chilly, I say, rubbing my arms as we race to the second floor.
I know, Jonah says. I guess you get used to the humidity after a while.
He tilts his head and looks at me.
See you at breakfast, Pea Princess.
Don't call me that. He laughs. I smile and go into my room and trade my clothes for PJs, put my watch on my desk, and then slip into bed for 10 seconds of rest.
Ah. My bed. My peeless bed.
Oh, wait! My jewelry box! I have the most awesome jewelry box, decorated with drawings of fairy tale characters.
Every time I return from a story, the drawings change, depending on how the story ended up getting changed. I turned the box around, looking for Belly, now the princess, if not the princess who felt the pee. There she is! Instead of sitting on a bed with 100 mattresses, she's sitting on a bunk bed. It's a 3-bed bunk, though. Tulip is on the top bunk, Belly is sitting on the middle one, and Wendy is on the bottom one. The three of them are so awesome. Bog is going to be a great place to live. Hot, but still great. I hear my parents' door opening. Ah! I run over to the other side of the room and slide under my covers. Morning, Abby, my mom says as she enters my room. Time to get out of bed. Thanks, Mom, I say, sitting up. She looks at me, then stares at me again. Wow. Oh, no. What's wrong? I hesitate. What? What exactly did you do to your hair? Mom asks. It's so puffy. Oh, right. I laugh and get out of bed. Just trying something new, I say. At school that day, Frankie, Robin, and I are sitting on a bench at recess playing jacks when Penny comes over, hands on her hips. She does not look happy. Do you believe that Anissa Najid turned down my idea for the carnival? Penny says, narrowing her eyes. I bounce the ball on the table and scoop up 3 jacks, then catch the ball. What was it? I ask. I said we should have a matching contest at the carnival for the 2 students who are dressed most alike, Penny explains. Robin and I would so win that. Penny is always trying to get Robin to match with her. Today, they both have their hair in high ponytails, and they're wearing ruffly yellow shirts and white sneakers with light blue socks. It's a great idea, Penny continues. I just have my mom take us shopping for 2 of everything. I roll my eyes. Do you want to know what Anissa suggested instead of that? Penny says with a frown. What? Frankie asks, pushing her long dark hair behind her shoulders. She bounces the ball and tries to pick up 7 jacks but misses, and the ball goes flying. Got it, Robin says, grabbing the little ball with her hand before it lands in the bushes. Frankie grins. Thanks. Hello, is anyone even listening to me? Penny complains. We're listening, Robin says. Anissa said she was thinking of having a talent contest. Penny mutters, shaking her head. Singing, dancing, juggling, playing an instrument, reciting a poem, putting on a skit, anything goes. Huh. I love that. And I love that Anissa stood up to Penny. Maybe I underestimated Anissa. I've been doing a lot of underestimating lately. First, I thought Belly was too quiet, but it turned out she was the best leader. Then I thought Tulip was too princessy, but she turned out to be kind and generous. And I thought Wendy was all brawn when she gets scared just like the rest of us. A talent contest is a great idea, I say. Everyone's good at something. What are you good at? Penny asks, raising an eyebrow. I'm good at ideas, I say. And teamwork. I bounce the ball, scoop up 8 jacks, and catch the ball. Jacks, too. And one more thing. Admitting when I'm wrong. I see Anissa walking over to the swings. She sits down and tries to get the swing going, but obviously, swinging is not one of her talents. I run over. Want to push? I ask. Anissa smiles. Sure. So, I heard you want to do a talent contest at the carnival, I say, giving her a push. I think that's a great idea. Really? She says, trying to pump her legs. She doesn't get very far. I nod. You know, if you're still looking for a second in command, I'd like to help with the carnival. She beams. Great! I was really hoping you'd change your mind. It's a lot of work, and I can use the help. I push Anissa even harder, and she laughs as she soars up high in the air. Everyone needs help. It's all about teamwork. I think about an expression I've heard my Nana use. Sometimes it takes a village. That means that when people pitch in together, great things can happen. Sometimes it does take a village. And I guess sometimes it takes a kingdom. With an alligator. And good friends.